Distress tolerance. Distress tolerance skills are to both help people tolerate and survive a crisis and to accept life as it is within the moment. The first part of these skills, the crisis survival skills, are needed when there is a real crisis and the situation is highly stressful, short-term, and there is pressure to resolve it. When the crisis can't be resolved in the short term. When you don't want to make the situation worse than it already is. Or finally, when you know how to solve the crisis, but you emotionally just can't solve another crisis in this moment. The main goals of the crisis survival skills are to 1. Stay alive. 2. Carry on. 3. Stay functional. And 4. Avoid making things worse. These skills are used to help you survive painful emotions. How to survive and tolerate a crisis is made up of distraction skills. The first set can be recalled by remembering that a wise mind accepts. We are going to break down what are known as the ACCEPTS skills into the acronym for ACCEPTS.
The A in ACCEPTS stands for activities. Doing something like reading a book or folding the laundry can help distract a person's attentions away from the crisis.
C is for contributing. This skill is about refocusing your attention from yourself to someone else. It is doing something for someone else. Examples could be shoveling someone's snow, taking their pet for a walk, washing their car, or even making them a card.
The next C is for comparison. This skill refocuses your attention onto either past situations when things may have been worse or to others who may be less fortunate than you are. An example would be to think about people coping the same as you or less well than you. Another example is to think about how things were even more difficult in the past than they are now.
E is for distraction with opposite emotions. If you can generate an emotion opposite of the one you are feeling, you can replace the negative emotion with others that are less negative. For example, if you're feeling depressed, read a good book, listen to highly charged music, or watch a funny movie. If you're feeling agitated, listen to calming music.
P is for pushing away. This skill can be either physically getting away from the crisis or blocking it in one's mind. Examples would be to put the painful situations on a shelf and put it away in your mind for a short time. You can always come back to it. Or you can build an imaginary wall in your mind between yourself and the situation. The key to this is to remember to only use this skill for a short period of time.
T in ACCEPTS stands for thoughts. Distracting with thoughts can be done in a number of different ways. Counting games, repeating words to a song, working on puzzles, counting backwards, or doing Sudoku.
S is for sensations. Sensations can work by focusing your attention on something else. An example would be to hold a piece of ice in your hand, or even in your mouth. Listen to very loud music. You could even jump in a cold shower for a minute.
The second set of crisis skills is called self-soothing. Many people struggle with soothing themselves. Self-soothing is about nurturing oneself, specifically by using the five senses. Let's begin with the sense of sight. Soothing with sight can be done in a variety of ways. Examples include looking outside, looking at pictures of loved ones, making a space in your room that is pleasing to look at, putting pictures of people or places you find comforting in your wallet so that you can pull them out at any moment. Hearing is about paying attention to sounds outside of yourself. Examples would be singing your favorite song, playing music that you find soothing, listening to your iPod. You might also listen to the rainfall or open up your window and listen outside. Smell can be soothing in a crisis. Some examples include putting a lotion on your body. You could open a window and smell the outdoors. You could open a bag of coffee and smell the aroma. You could also do something like smell cookies or popcorn. Taste can be used to help distract from intense emotions. Some examples are eating a piece of candy, chewing a piece of your favorite gum, or you could even eat comfort food. The main thing is to eat this mindfully, one at a time. The last sense, touch, can be used too. Examples include petting an animal, hugging someone. You could even put clean sheets on your bed, or you could wear clothing that feels good next to your skin. Improve the moment is the next step of crisis skills. These skills are about replacing negative crisis events with more positive ones. We will use the acronym IMPROVE as a way of remembering these skills.
The I is for imagery. It's about using your imagination. Examples might include imagining a relaxing scene. You could remember a happy time and imagine yourself in it again. You could also imagine everything going well. Some people think about specific scenes that they find helpful. You could be at a beach or skiing.
M is for meaning. Examples would be to find purpose or value in a painful situation. Make lemonade out of lemons.
P is for prayer. Prayer is a helpful way to open yourself to the moment. Examples would be to turn things over to God or even a higher power. People find repeating the Serenity Prayer very helpful.
R is for relaxation. Relaxing is changing how the body responds to stress in a crisis. Examples would be to listen to a relaxation tape, take a hot bath, you could drink some hot milk, or you could even practice some yoga.
O is for doing one thing in the moment. This skill provides time to focus on a specific task instead of focusing on the crisis. Some examples are walking. Be aware of how your body moves as you walk. You could wash one dish at a time. Keep your mind in the present. Focus your entire attention on what you're doing right now.
V is for vacation. Take a brief vacation from adulthood. This break should last only for a few moments to a few hours. It is important that it be brief so that the crisis is not made worse. An example would be to unplug your phone or computer for a while. Sit and read a book for a while.
E is the last skill in Improve the Moment. It stands for encouragement. This skill is about acting as your own cheerleader. Examples would be saying things like, "It won't last forever, I can stand it," and "I am doing the best I can."
The last set of crisis skills is called pros and cons. Pros and cons involves thinking about the consequences of tolerating versus not tolerating stressful situations. Make a list of the pros and cons of tolerating a crisis situation and a list of pros and cons of not tolerating a crisis situation, that is, of coping by drinking or some other self-destructive behavior. Think of the positive consequences, the pros, of tolerating the distress. Think about how you will feel if you don't act impulsively. Then, think of all the negative consequences, the cons, of not tolerating your current distress. Remember what has happened in the past when you have acted impulsively. Distress tolerance skills were developed to both help people tolerate and survive a crisis, and to accept life as it is within the moment. We have discussed at length the four crisis skills categories. We will now spend some time discussing acceptance. Pain is part of life. Pain and non-acceptance equals suffering. The following distress tolerance skills focus on accepting life. These skills fall into three main categories: radical acceptance, turning the mind, and willingness over willfulness. Radical acceptance occurs when you let go and stop fighting reality. This means letting go totally, both with your mind and your body. Suffering comes when you resist reality in the moment. Acceptance does not mean that you condone what has happened in the past, that you are passive, or that you are giving up. Rather, radical acceptance is about looking reality in the eye and doing what works to move forward. The next concept is called turning the mind. Acceptance is a choice. In turning the mind, you choose to accept reality as it is in the moment. You may need to turn your mind to accepting reality over and over again. The last part of accepting reality is willingness versus willfulness. Willingness is about doing what works. It is about being willing to do what works in the current situation or moment. Willfulness is refusing to do what works. Distress tolerance skills are necessary when you are in a crisis. These skills are used in the short term.